This openness to change has been such a blessing to me that it has not only allowed me a space that I feel as divine, but has also led people in my life to change and develop for their own good. This is episode number 9 of the series that I call the Self-Assessment Initiative with Coach RB. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Self-Assessment Initiative. I am Ritesh Bhatia, also known as RB. I'm your host for this podcast. As a part of this initiative, I come to you every week with life-affirming talks. These talks are based on the various experiences I gain through my life coaching practice. My intent is to be your partner in creating a fulfilled life for yourself. The topic that I have chosen to talk about in today's episode is very close to my heart and is related to a belief of mine which I keep very, very close to me. And it revolves around the significance of accepting change as the biggest reality of our lives. To be friends with the concept of change in everything and everyone that we come across in our life. Though I have had many conversations where people have not agreed to my belief to start with, but I have seen most of those people eventually living their lives in alignment with it. So today, I am going to share some life-affirming thoughts and some real-life examples that can help you to look at change how it deserves to be looked at and allow yourselves better lives around it. Most of us at some point in our lives must have heard of the saying that change is the only constant. And some of us might have even agreed with it when we heard it first time. But I have seen most of the people who initially agreed to it forget about it as soon as they had to face a situation where there was a need to accept a change. There is a certain kind of fear that is attached with any sort of change that we may have to come across. The fear can be of the unknown. This fear can be of the effort associated with adaptability. This fear can even be the uneasiness of letting go of what we made as our comfort zones. And the fear can even be of the newness that a change may bring with itself. The reasons can be many, but barring a very, very few instances, mostly I have seen that change is what is generally seen with fear associated to it. And it is this fear which makes accepting the idea of change so scary for most. What an irony it is though. Just imagine if the world actually was without changes happening around us. How boring it would be. In fact, would we even have a surviving world if the changes that happen so frequently did not happen as they do? Or maybe the truth is that we do not even see those occurrences as changes anymore. Any alarm bells ringing? Yes, the morning does change into the night every day, and so does the night back into the morning. Yes, the clock shows a changed time with every movement the needle makes. So much so that every time we inhale, we change the momentum of our breath and exhale one the very next second. Such profound realities of our existence and all connected to change. The difference maybe is that we have gotten so used to these changes that we do not actually remain mindful of these changes anymore. Whatever may be the reason, what does not change is the reality that change happens around us with every breath we take. So why do we then find ourselves so hesitant and resistant to change? Are we even mindful of the wonderfulness that we can welcome to ourselves if we embrace the concept of change and allow it to be a thoughtful part of our being? An existence which is not fearful of the change, but thrives in all that keeps altering around us. A life that chooses to dive deep into various marvels that change can bring to us. To be beyond our reasoning of how status quo is what we desire for our lives. The answer is no. Actually, on the contrary, I have come across more than enough number of people who create enough logics to justify their resistance to any kind of change. Even worse is that there are also those who would claim to not be against change but would do nothing to embrace it either. But then, staying with my focus on everything that is life-affirming, and even though the number is very small, I am going to share a couple of experiences of my own life and those of my clients who all come to me for nothing else but seeking change. Thankfully, being a life coach, I get to meet many in my life lately who show this desire to change. This want for a change does not only originate because of things that are not going well, but many times also has its basis as the yearning for something more fulfilling. My own life in the last 3 to 4 years has been an example of constant change. At times, these changes were led by situations that happened for me, and sometimes it was my own will to step into a zone of difference. No matter what the reason behind that be, I do not remember me having allowed myself any resistance to this persistent change in my life. As a matter of fact, I have become so accustomed to seeing things, people, situations, and everything around me change so consistently that I find myself longing for change to see the next level of whatever life has to offer to me. And the impact it has had on me, my life, and my experiences is nothing less than magical. I have evolved and I'm still evolving into a being who is much more receptive and mindful of whatever happens around me. I have become much more embracing of all that comes my way, no matter how different it is from whatever my expectations or perceptions are. This openness to change has been such a blessing to me that it has not only allowed me a space that I feel as divine, but has also led people in my life to change and develop for their own good. My world has become much more confident of embracing change because of the confidence it has of not being judged because of changing. This allows a space of freedom, mutual respect, and fulfillment not only for me, but also for all those who understand my relationship with change. I would also like to mention about a client of mine here whose life has changed for good that was beyond anyone's comprehension and expectation when we started our coaching journey. Here is this person who came to me about 6 months back, being in a space of total dismay, carrying a dual baggage of self-doubts as well as dejection because of people's disapproval of his way of life. Though it took a little time for his journey of self-discovery to make sense to him, but eventually every issue that he brought to the table to discuss reflected just one cause, and that was his unacceptability of things and people changing around him. The reason for most of his miseries found its foundation in not being friendly to the idea of change. The most interesting part was that all the situations that he came up with, calling them as challenges, were actually opportunities that were presenting themselves to him one after the other. It was his own fear of change that was impacting his perception of all that was coming his way, and eventually made him feel pressurized and burdened by it. Just like it happens with most of my clients, he was able to access his core eventually, and during his process of transformation, he was able to connect the dots and eventually resolve his relationship with change. The change that he feared even thinking about was slowly what he became comfortable to look at, moving further to becoming friends with it. And now today is the day when I see him being able to lead change in his life. Change that not only happens around him, but also the change that he creates in the world that operates within and alongside him. I, being in the capacity of a coach, could not ask for anything more than a client of mine who was able to achieve something for himself that does not only enable him today to live a more fulfilled life, but by being the way he looks at life today, he is also able to make difference to the lives of others by being much more receptive to the changes that happen with them in their own world. There is no particular process to adapting to change in our lives, or to become friendly with the idea of change. If there is any one thing that I can speak about today to enable all those who wish to experiment with this idea, is to have a positive focus. Yes, there might be some things that have gone right in your life because of maintaining the status quo. But a good beginning can be to think of about 5 things that could have been better had you been more receptive to change in your life. And once you are able to figure out these 5 things, use them as your guiding force to propel you to accept a few changes in your present and near future, which you feel have a little scope of creating something better for you. Take that risk and cuddle with the idea of something new being experienced. The result may not completely be perceivable today, but I can assure you that the journey alongside that change will be no less than interesting. I hope that you will be able to find your own motivator in today's episode. And if so, I request you to allow others around you a chance to grab their own piece of inspiration in this by sharing it with them. If you feel I can be of any help in your journey of this evolution, I would be more than happy to partner with you.
Thank
Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I appreciate the time you invested towards creating a fulfilled life for yourself. In case you liked listening to it and found meaning in what I shared, I request you to subscribe to my podcast and share it with your world. In case you wish to know more about my life coaching practice, you may WhatsApp me on +91 74119 78119. Making today's episode came easy to me, and this is what I learned while making it. Our friendliness to the concept of change, both within and in the world around us, is what helps us to experience this life and all its wonderfulness at its fullest. I would love to know more about your thoughts on today's episode, what you learned, and how do you think it can help you. Write to me at connect@signwithcoachrb.com. That is connect@signwithcoachrb.com. And until we meet next, go out there and live a fulfilled life. Soak yourself in the possibilities.